Welcome to the Learn More podcast with Frank and Frank. This is Frank Holt. When I moved here, I searched for ways to learn more about my community and new home. When I saw Pilot Radio, I got excited about creating a resource that people could always access to learn about the interesting and diverse people in our area.
This is Frank Daniels. Frank came to Pilot Radio with his idea, "Let's do it," I said. And thus was born the Learn More podcast. Whether you're moving here, visiting, or were born here, we hope that you learn more about the wonderful place that we call home.
Well, today's podcast is with Joanne Sluter and Jack Matthews from the Sand Hills Photography Club. Joanne, I want to thank you for being here. Jack?
Thank you, sir.
So
thank
what we're going to do, we're going to talk about you all's club. Or at least you're going to let us know, learn more about it. And just, it's a great organization that I discovered not too long ago, and I think a lot of folks would like to learn about you. So, why a photography club?
Well, the photography club here in the Sand Hills was started back in 1983, and its purpose and mission was to provide a means of improving photography skills for the members. And so it was actually a teacher out at Sand Hills Community College who first formed it. And so we wanted to provide photography skills and technical knowledge, exchange of information, and to have activities, club activities that people could join in and interact and learn from each other, which is a great benefit that we offer at Sand Hills.
Well, what if you're not a good photographer? I mean, you're just beginning to learn. And should we wait to get a little better before we come to the club? Or?
Absolutely not, because we have workshops, we have programs, we have professional speakers, and we have camaraderie. And the camaraderie of working with the other members, different members have different cameras, different equipment, but the camera you have in your hand is the best camera. Whether it's the iPhone, that's fine too.
Wonderful. So we talk about membership. Is there just you have to live in Southern Pines to join, or?
Not at all. We're a club, and we have 93 members presently. We're growing. We've been very fortunate over the last several years to survive COVID. Mm-hmm. And some clubs actually had to close down. But through our interactive membership, we were able to survive and even the last year grow some. But you don't have to live in the Sand Hills area. Mm-hmm. For instance, I live in Sanford and travel to the meetings, the workshops. We have members that are not only in the Moore County or the Lee County area, but out in Fayetteville, up in Raleigh. And then I like to say we're nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have. And actually, we have a
member
in Africa.
Yeah, we're not only nationwide, we have a member international over in South Africa. So we have members currently in Washington State, Arizona, South Carolina. The list goes on. Illinois.
Word's traveling.
Yeah.
And pictures are traveling.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And to continue along with membership, like I say, we have 93 members, but that's kind of broken down in several classes. We have individual members, mm-hmm. standalone, single members. We have couples that join jointly. And then we have student members. Mm-hmm. And they all have a different a schedule for dues. Mm-hmm. Dues. And thanks to our we have some very expertise people in our club on the IT side. And we've been able to have hybrid meetings.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that originally we were all face-to-face meeting at the O'Neill School, mm-hmm. In their auditorium. But then when COVID hit, we sat back and figured, how can we maintain activity and participation? And we were able to incorporate Zoom meetings. So a hybrid meeting is we will Zoom the meeting. You can attend that way, or you can come and participate face-to-face.
So you're offering both of those at the same,
time, simultaneously.
Meeting. Yes, wonderful.
And currently, at a membership meeting, we're probably like 60-40, 60% participating in-face, and then 40% via Zoom. Yeah.
Well, that sounds really accessible to anyone, anytime.
Yes.
Going through the Zoom. Yes.
Let me cover when the meetings are.
Yes,
we routinely, our meetings are always the same time. We have monthly meetings the second Monday of the month all year. And we have, like you said, by the Zoom method, we have professionals. Our speakers are professionals, and they come from all around the world, too. We're having one from England soon. And we have five speakers programs, and then we have five or six competitions a year. And that's really fun because we have interesting topics, and they are judged also by professionals. And then we have our winners published in the ballot. But when people see those and see the grandeur of those shots, because we have some excellent photographers, it's for everybody. And everybody can be a ribbon winner, but don't be intimidated by the quality of those, because we have all skill levels, and we have different levels of the competition. So it's really exciting to see what you can learn from the others.
And I think people should keep in mind that, like you said earlier, the best camera is the camera in your hand, and it just takes that moment, that just right moment when you can pull that camera out and take that shot, and anybody can get a
great shot.
Mean, a wonderful, award-winning shot.
Absolutely.
It's all about how you see. It's all about how you see what you see, and then capturing that.
And those moments are fleeting.
They are,
right. And they never reappear.
Right. Yep.
You mentioned competitions. Would there be a theme to a competition, or what would that actually be?
We do. We publish that a year in advance, and you can use photographs up to 3 years old. And we know what's coming up in the future. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you're riding down the road, and you say, oh, we're doing things in a row. And you say, look at that. And you pull off the road, and you take your shots. It's exciting to know what the themes might be, and they're varied. And the members have voted on those topics that we might be using coming up. And so we do a nice little wallet thing, and carry in a wallet, and you kind of refresh your mind on what might be coming up. Yeah. So that's a helpful tool. And speaking of competitions, we're going to have one open to the public, and that's going to be started. We're probably doing that soon. And we want to draw some of the public in, and people that haven't realized that we're here. So that's going to be open to the public, and we will have you'll have an opportunity to present two photographs. Those will be downloaded into the system. We will have those judged by professionals. I think that's going to be at the end of August, right, Jack?
End of August is entry period.
And then there will be prizes for that, and the winners of that will be published in the ballot. So we're excited to have that offering out there.
So when the judges come in, is everyone on the same level in their judge, or is it broken into tiers or categories of judges?
It is. Well, the judges are often from the topic. For example, this month we had decay was the topic, and he gave us a program about 6 months to a year ago, and so now he's going to be the judge on the topic of decay. So he'll see what we learned, and he gave us good ideas, so that should be interesting. Yeah. But they're not always aligned like that, but sometimes they are.
A photographer who specializes in
decay. And so he talked about rusty things, old cars, and he just loved that particular genre.
Right.
And so he pointed out a lot of things most of us would not have noticed. So it should be fun to see what we come back with and how he feels about what we learned.
One of the features that that we do in our club is on presentations. Very often they're recorded and they're archived and on our website, and give you a little personal experience. Abandoned decay. I didn't really know. I wanted to see what it would look like, and knowing who the judge was, I wanted to see what he liked. So I was able to go back and look at that previous presentation that he made, and I picked up some very helpful hints.
Oh, nice.
And so,
is it something that is accessible to the public, or do you have to be a member to see those archives?
to see those particular archives, mm-hmm, you have to be a member.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But our website is open to the public.
But that's a benefit.
But then there's a members-only section.
But when you look at our website, since you brought up website, we have an award-winning website.
Okay, which I will link to in the description of the podcast.
Okay, and you can view all the history of our competitions. That is open. That is available to the public. So they can see a lot of our galleries, a lot of our photographs. So once we do this competition, the winners will be running right along the top when you open up the webpage.
Great.
So we have a fabulous webpage, and that is everyone's ticket to learning about Sand Hills Photo Club, how to join us, to see all the different things we do. We do field trips. We do workshops. We just had a group that went to Amelia Island and just got back. Jack was one of those that went mm-hmm. on that trip.
Yeah.
And what was the website again?
SandHillsPhotoClub.org.
Great. Thank you. Right.
And speaking of the website, we have set up where you can actually join the club. We have an online application form. You can fill that out online. And also you can pay your dues via PayPal online. That's one option that we offer, as well as you can come to one of our meetings. And in fact, I recommend before you join, it's always a good idea to look and see if you really like it. So I would welcome anyone to come as a guest to one or two meetings, and then if you wish, you can join at the meeting. You can pay by check or send it by mail.
So membership is always open at any time.
Membership is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And earlier when I mentioned that, you know, we started in 1983, we still have a member that's been there 34 years out of the 39. We have one that's been there 32 years. And so we have a lot of history and expertise from people that have seen the growth all through the years and are still big contributors, as well as we have a lot of young people coming in and joining. So we have a varied group of people. But the knowledge by some of these are just, it's just amazing what you can learn from others. Mm-hmm.
And don't you have some opportunities for an instructor would come from their own business and go to the community college and offer an all-day training?
We do. We have some workshops.
Workshops.
And we're going to do one, working on one for the fall called light painting, which I'm looking forward to. And sometimes we'll have the professionals do a workshop. And we've done them by Zoom, all during COVID. Mm-hmm. We were able to do these. And they will do a program. Then you will go out and take some photography shots, and then you'll bring them back, and we'll have a second session where then he'll go through and critique what we did, which is a great learning experience for any of us.
Mm-hmm. So I've joined the club, and now it's time to learn other things. What else? Why should someone join the club besides just photography? Can you meet people? Sounds pretty friendly.
It is. I'll give you some examples of the field trips that we go on. There's local field trips, like to the horse shows or to some of the gardens that are in the area. So those field trips are available, and that gives you the opportunity to mingle, meet, and learn from somebody else. Or maybe you can share some of your knowledge and have an intertwining relationship that way. And then also, there's outings, field trips, long field trips, down to Amelia Island, which was a good drive of 6 hours, but several of us went. We had a grand time. And some of our field trips are closer than that. The last one was to Wilmington. So, you know, we kind of cover whatever is available and whatever is interesting.
Yeah.
I got to know Joanne very well on the Wilmington trip.
Well, small world.
And that's why I'm sitting here today.
Drafted, Jack. He has such a great personality. I thought we could use him on our board.
And, yeah.
He's been a terrific asset for us.
Wonderful.
And you do learn what other people's skill sets are. And we have a lot of people with a lot of different facets that can help us.
So if someone had a specific concern or really didn't know how to address a topic, then more than likely you could come to the club, join, and meet someone in the club that could provide you with some real guidance on a specific need if you're looking for lighting or some really specialty area.
Absolutely.
Cameras is maybe a good example of that, because, you know, we have people with all varieties of cameras. And so somebody might have a particular, like the mirrorless, and they need somebody to give them a little guidance on that. So, yeah, they share their history.
I just keep thinking about the light painting. Is that the workshop this fall? I'm imagining that it is a long exposure with a light, and you basically paint for, clearly that's not lack of a better word, that seems to be the word for it.
It is.
And I've seen some of that, and it's just amazing.
I'm really looking forward to it because I don't have much experience with that, but the young lady who was doing it has years of experience. And so we're trying to get an extremely dark place. It has to be a dark night. We don't want any lighting. Mm. So we want to be sure we get the right location. And a couple of our members are working on that on the committee. And she's coming down here. First, she wanted us to go to Jordan Lake, which I take it would be a nice dark setting. But our membership, we feel like we'd get a broader audience if we got it closer to home, because you're going to have to go in the fall when it gets dark early.
I imagine the field behind the Weymouth House would be good.
That was mentioned. And I was talking to someone the other day who has one of the horse farms, and she has a lake.
Yeah.
They were kind of looking for a lake, and somehow they may use the reflections, perhaps. So that might be an offering that we consider. So we're still nailing that down, but that's going to be in September. I think September the 17th, actually.
I think what a concern is if there are a lot of trees around, the light, as it reflects off the trees, that long exposure will continue to make them brighter and brighter and brighter. So a wide open area like a lake will help prevent that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, yeah. I've always wanted to do it, but.
Oh, come join us. Come join us.
I think Frank needs to join right now.
Yeah.
When did you say it is?
That's going to be in September. I think it's going to be the 17th was the date he threw out, and I think that's the definite date on that. But we'll be in contact with you.
We'll see. Yeah, you know where to find me.
Okay.
All right.
Give me your email, and I'll send you a reminder.
All right.
So if someone wants to, they've learned a lot today, and they want to follow up, just go over that website address again and a phone number, or so it can be a follow-up.
It's sandhillsphotoclub.org, and there are phone numbers on there. There's membership application, and it tells you how to become a member, and we invite you on there to come to a meeting or two and see what it's about.
Wonderful.
Fill it out. I think you'll find it to be a good experience.
And as I said, I will put that link in the description of the podcast, so if somebody didn't write that down while they were listening to it, they can find it there.
Great.
Well, Joanne, I want to thank you for coming in, and Jack, been really exciting learning more about it, and I look forward to your next meeting. Well, it's going to be fun.
We are excited that you joined us too, Frank, and thank the pilot, and thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are reaching out as much as we can to get people to know about Sand Hills Photo Club.
Thank you very much.